The Burt Show.
All right, so Kristen, I wasn't here for texting tutor, so do tell.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let Abby and Mo do the recap because I have the follow-up. Oh, so it said Kristen recap. Sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Something about a mechanic?
Oh, yeah. So Kathy basically got screwed out of like $1,200 from a mechanic. And she called us up because, you know, mechanics are always trying to get one over on women because women, we don't know about cars. So we had to basically text the mechanic as her fake husband. She doesn't have a husband. She's like casually seen some man. So we pretended to be her fake husband to text the mechanic to say, hey, you put on some brake pads backwards, totally screwed up my car. We took it to another mechanic and they told us that the brake pads were totally, totally wrong. So we want to come back to you so that you give us a refund so we can actually afford to fix our car. But the mechanic was kind of being a D-bag.
All right. And I received multiple DMs after I suggested in our texting tutor, after everything was said and done, and Doug was like, I'm not giving you a penny, that I was going to be her lawyer. And I was going to text Doug as her lawyer trying to get her money back. But I received multiple DMs letting me know that impersonating a lawyer is apparently illegal. Everybody's got a poo-poo on my lawyer parade. I wanted to pretend like I was intelligent. But I do have several lawyer friends. And my husband's best friend happens to be a lawyer. And I called in a favor and he agreed to reach out to Doug. And he actually sent Doug an email. And this is the correspondence that we have, all right? Doug, last name redacted.
Do you want Kathy on the phone? Because she's here.
Oh, she's here. Yeah, absolutely get Kathy on.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Good morning. Okay, Kristen's got some news for you here.
All right, so you ready, Kathy? I hit up my lawyer friend. He was down to clown. And so this is the correspondence we had with that mechanic that screwed you over. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Doug, as she said last week. I am writing on behalf of my client, Kathy, last name redacted, regarding the serious issues with her vehicle after receiving service at name of auto repair, redacted, on February 27th, 2025. Despite multiple attempts to resolve this matter, including text exchanges with your shop, you have refused to issue a refund for the negligent work performed on her 2018 Honda Civic. To reiterate, after paying $1,275 for an oil change and brake pad replacement, Kathy's vehicle suffered significant mechanical issues due to your shop's errors, including failure to properly secure the oil cap, leading to oil leaking all over the engine block, incorrect installation of brake pads backward, creating a severe safety hazard. These findings were confirmed by a second reputable mechanic. Your refusal to take accountability or provide a refund has left Kathy with additional repair costs to correct your mistakes. At this point, Kathy has left detailed reviews online documenting her experience, warning other potential customers. Additionally, if a full refund of $1,275 is not issued within 5 business days, we will proceed with the following legal actions: filing a formal complaint with the Better Business Bureau and the State Consumer Protection Agency, pursuing small claims court for damages, including repair costs and any additional expenses incurred due to your shop's negligence, reporting this matter to local media and consumer advocacy groups to ensure that no other customers fall victim to similar treatment. This is your final opportunity to resolve this matter amicably. Please confirm in writing whether you intend to issue a refund or we will proceed accordingly. Sincerely, insert my lawyer's name, friend here, insert his law firm here, insert his contact information here. All right, so Kathy, that's what my friend shot off to Doug.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Not bad. Got it. We covered all our bases. Mm-hmm. I'm here to let you know. Doug replied.
Oh. Okay.
And even though he replied back to the lawyer, he decided to address it to you for your quote-unquote lawyer to pass on to you, okay? Kathy, we have reviewed your concerns, and while we understand your frustration, we stand by our work.
Uh-oh.
Our mechanics followed proper procedures, and we have no record of any mistakes made during your service. Any issues with your vehicle may have resulted from pre-existing conditions or work done by another mechanic after you left our shop. Our policy clearly states that all sales are final, and we do not offer refunds once a service has been completed. If you would like, we can have our team take another look at your vehicle, but we will not be issuing a refund. Additionally, we are aware of the negative reviews you have posted online. We kindly ask that you remove these defamatory statements as they contain inaccuracies that could harm our business. Let us know if you wish to bring your vehicle in for further inspection. Otherwise, we consider this matter closed. Doug.
Oof. Man, he's not backing down.
No, they're doubling down, in fact. So what do you think of that?
Oh, I think that I'm going to need your friend's phone number because I may be hiring him as a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, he did the email pro bono, but he isn't going to take the case.
Yeah, I don't think this is over yet.
He ain't got that kind of time.
Yeah, the D in Doug definitely stands for D-bag here.
All right, Kathy, let us know how it goes, okay?
I mean, I will, but just so you know, I did some research and I can absolutely sue him for this. I have a receipt that is time stamped. I can take it to small claims court. Like, this is not over, Doug.
Get it, girl.
Good. Not over, Doug. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.